for WMUK. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Next, we head to South Haven, where the city's lighthouse is in the center of an ambitious campaign to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. In the peak of summer, the 37-foot ruby-red lighthouse looks downright stoic, overlooking Lake Michigan from its perch at the end of the city's pier. But on a freezing cold winter afternoon, the landmark doesn't quite live up to that image. Sheets of ice drape the lighthouse, creating a translucent shell that mutes its stark colors. South Haven native Roger Horton leads me towards the building. We want to go inside, but walking along the icy pier is a little rough.
The ice warned us as kids not to venture out onto that ice, because you never know when you might fall through.
While it may not be in peak form right now, the lighthouse is nonetheless a symbol for South Haven. It sat here for nearly a century and a half.
There was one famous lighthouse keeper whose name was Captain Donahue. He was a Civil War veteran, and as a reward for his service, after losing a leg in the Civil War, the government awarded him Keeper of the Lighthouse. The poor guy had to come out here on this catwalk in all kinds of weather, two or three or four times a day, to keep the light lit.
His biggest accolade, though, was plunging into the Lake Michigan waters below him and saving the lives of 15 Michiganders. For that, the federal government gave him a silver medal. But South Haven residents respected him so much that they weren't satisfied with just silver. So they made him his own medal, and it was gold. Since Captain Donahue's days, the lighthouse has transformed into a symbol of South Haven and a place of pride for its residents who survive both the tourist-filled summers and whipping cold winters. One of those is Ed Appleyard, who's on the board of the Historical Association of South Haven.
Probably the thing I remember the most about it was the old foghorn that was on the lighthouse. And I can remember falling asleep at night to the sound of the foghorn. And it has a very distinct sound that kind of goes, "Bee-o."
The lighthouse, Appleyard says, has become integral to South Haven's history.
So it appears on this newspaper's masthead, and it appears on the city's manhole covers, and all throughout the town there are businesses that have replicas or pictures of it or something to do with it on their signage.
But Appleyard says the condition of the lighthouse doesn't quite live up to its rich history anymore. The Coast Guard owned the lighthouse for decades, but new technology made it obsolete, and it was declared surplus and sold in 2012. When the Historical Association took it over, they found that decades of neglect hadn't been kind, corroding windows, doors, floors. It's so bad in one place, Appleyard says, the corrosion has literally burned a hole in part of the floor. I ventured out through the cold winds to see that damage, but...
Uh-oh. Look at that door. You're not going to be able to open the door.
No.
It was covered in a sheet of ice so thick, you'd likely need a jackhammer to remove it. This is what it's like most years, Appleyard says. Impossible to get inside during the winter or perform maintenance. The damage adds up. Now, the Historical Association of South Haven hopes to raise nearly $300,000 to get it back in decent condition. To get that money, the Historical Association is doing a typical fundraiser with poetry and music. But it's also simply asking the public if they can give a few dollars. It's a lot of money, but Appleyard has faith it will work.
When we've been down there painting and doing touch-up painting on it, literally hundreds and hundreds of people come by in an hour or two's time to either take a picture in front of it or just walk out and walk around it. I'm fully convinced that there's enough people that will show. And if it's only a couple dollars a piece over time, we'll get that.
The goal is still a long way off. The Historical Association has only collected a few thousand dollars so far, but the group will be working through the summer. And even if they can't make all of their ambitious goal, Appleyard is confident he can restore it back to how it looked when Captain Donahue called it home. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.